Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Mesechas Brachos. We are in the second parak. We're up to the fourth Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omnin Korin Barosha Ilan O Barosha Nidbach. That workers who are up in a tree, or they are Barosha Nidbach. Nidbach, Rashi explains, Binyan Shel Avanim. They're on top of some sort of wall made out of stones. The rule is that they can say a Kriyashma, even though, explains the Bar Tanura, them stop fi Dilma Nafli. They can't completely concentrate up there because they're concerned maybe they will fall down. Nonetheless, when it comes to a Kriyashma, they are still allowed to remain up there and to recite the Shema. Masha Einan Rishoyim, Mishnah continues, as opposed to when it comes to Lasos Kein B'Tefila, when it comes to Shmon Esrei, there they have to stop what they are doing, stop the work, descend to get off the wall, to climb down the tree, and to say Shemona Esrei on the ground, because there a more intense kavana is required, and that cannot be accomplished when they are in such a precarious situation on top of the wall or top of the tree. Immediately the Gemara asks the question that one would think that this is not correct. After all, the Gemara quotes a brisa, Hakarya Shema Tzarech Shiachav Neslibo. No, not only Shemona Esrei, but also when it comes to Shema, one also has to have a proper kavana. And therefore, why do you have this difference here in the Mishnah? And so the Gemara, one of the answers the Gemara gives is that, well, when it comes to Shemona Esrei, you need kavana throughout the Shemona Esrei. But for the Shema, you only need a kavana for Perek Rishon. Perek Rishon, either the entire first paragraph, or perhaps just the phrase Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. But even with that answer, one can still say, but okay, at least I need kavana for part of the time, at least for the first paragraph for Shema Yisrael. I should descend the wall, climb down the tree. So the Meforshim explain, well, it's different types of kavana. Perhaps when it comes to, based upon Chaim Soloveitchik, his insight in Hilchos Tefila, in terms of the type of kavana required for Tefila, where there he says that you need kavana throughout the entire Shemona Esrei, that you're Omei Lifnei Hashem, that you're standing before God, that requires quite intense knowledge or awareness, and you need to be focused. And being in a precarious situation, being afraid that you might fall on top of the tree would not allow you to have such kavana when it comes to the Shema Yisrael. So there you need kavana, but maybe the kavana that you need is Perish Hamilim, to understand the words, just have that initial awareness that you're being Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, that you're accepting upon yourself the yoke of heaven, but it's not a long duration. And therefore, one, even on top of the tree, can have that kavana. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch rules this is not only referring to workers, but even the Baal Bayis himself, even the owner, the person who works for himself, is also, if he's working up on that tree or on top of that fence, can remain there. Again, as opposed to the Shemona Esrei, where they will have to descend. There, the Gemara says it might depend on the type of tree you're standing upon. If it's a sturdy tree, like Gemara says, like an olive tree, so there it's a little bit more sturdy, and therefore, at least for workers, the Gemara says they can remain on that tree for Shemona Esrei. There's not as much of a concern that they might fall, so they can have kavana. But a Baal Bayis who doesn't have to look at the clock, and has more flexibility, so even in that situation, when it comes to davening, they must descend even a more sturdy tree. But everyone can remain on top of the tree, on top of the wall, when it comes to saying the Kriya Shema. Next Mishnah, Mishnah Hay, says the following, Chasan, Pater Mikriya Shema Belaila Harishon Amatzoi Shabbos Amlo Asa Maisa. That a chasan, someone who just got married, is exempt from saying the Shema on the first night of his marriage, all the way until Matzoi Shabbos. This references back to the Mishnayos and the Gemara and Maseches Ksuvos. It says that people used to get married on a Wednesday night in the event that the husband would realize that his wife, who he thought was a Besula, a virgin, was not a Besula, could go to Besdin. That was assembled on Thursday, so that he would have that availability. So he would get married on Wednesday night, and if he was not successful in having a Bia Rishona, the first being able to consummate the marriage, so there'd be a few more nights where he'd have that opportunity, and until Motzei Shabbos. So the first four nights, he's thinking about consummating the marriage. He might have not have proper kavana. What's the issue? So the bartender says the Tarid Shemalogim Seno Besula. He's concerned that maybe she won't be a virgin, and he's all worried what will happen, how we have to deal with that. And after four nights, even if they didn't yet consummate the marriage, so at that point, the bartender says Mishamba Elach Libo Gaspa. He feels a little bit more at ease with her. Maybe he won't get as upset. He's more comfortable. They've gotten to know each other already for four days. They've been together as husband and wife. They're more comfortable with one another. In any event, the point of the Mishnah is that he can't have proper kavana. He's an oseg b'mitzvah. He's involved in this mitzvah of bia rishona, of consummating the marriage, and therefore he's potter from the mitzvah of kriya shema. Continues the Mishnah, Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, Shikara Belayla Harishon. Another story. We've seen a lot of stories already in the beginning of Brachos and the Mishnah. It's the story of Rabbi Gamliel that he, on the night that he got married, he was reading, saying the Shema. Shikara Belayla Harishon Shinasa. Amrlo Tamidov, the students who saw him, he just got married. And the students saw him that he was saying the Shema. It says, Lo lemanateinu Rabbeinu, but didn't you give us a shir recently? Shachasen pater mikriya Shema b'layla rishon. You taught us that a chasen is a groom is exempt. So what are you doing? You're a groom. Why are you saying the Shema? So Amar lahem, he responded, Eini shomea lachem levatel mimeni malchus shamayim afila sha'achas. He said, I said that, but for myself, I'm not going to be mevato. I'm not going to prevent myself the opportunity to mekabel malchus shamayim, to accept the yoke of heaven. Afilo sha'achas, even one moment, I'm not going to miss that opportunity. So, you know, the question is this an extra hiddur that he was taking upon himself? A chumrah, a stringency? Was he saying that for most people this applies, but he's the exception? So it's interesting looking at the Kahati Mishnayas at the end of this Mishnah. He cites Rav Chaim Volozhin, quoted by Rav Unterman. Rav Unterman quoted Rav Chaim Volozhin to say that why is a chassan normally exempt from saying Shema? Because his focus is somewhere else. He's not, he can't concentrate. You know, it's hard for us to multitask, to think about different things at the same time. And normally when it comes to saying Shema in general, so, you know, we're at work, we're studying Torah, we're at home helping out. And to say Shema, you have to stop what you're doing and you have to then focus on the Shema. So normally we have that requirement, we have that chiyuv. When you're being osig b'mitzvah, when you're involved in this mitzvah, the chasl of getting married, he's not required to stop and to then focus, change his direction, his intent, his kavana, and focus on the mitzvah of kriya Shema. But what's so beautiful about Rabbi Gamliel is that he never had to change his focus. He was completely, he was always focused on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and whether it was giving a shir, whether he was at home, or even the night that he got married, for him it wasn't an issue of being a mevatel his kavana. For me, to not say Shema, I actually have to take away the kavana that I'm having at this moment. I'm thinking about Hashem. It's just natural for me to say the Shema. For me to not say Shema, I have to be mevatel, to nullify what I'm thinking about. So such an exceptional person like Rabbi Gamliel, so he was able to say the Shema. But for anyone else, for them to have to stop what they're doing to and not have focus on the mitzvah that's before them, not required. Therefore, the chassan is pater from saying Kriya Shema those first few nights. Of course, the Mefarshim point out, the Gemara points out, if he already the first night, the second night, he was able successfully to consummate the marriage, then on the subsequent nights, he then has to resume saying the Shema.